within a half inch of little tiny seedlings. And at any speed you wanted. Mm-hmm. But a horse, you couldn't change his rate of speed. If you tried to alter it, he'd speed up. And the closeness, he'd just walk all over everything. Mm-hmm. Generally, the only way to handle him is put him out in the middle and ride your cultivating implement sideways, make them scoot in with a little crab in their direction of travel, just flying an airplane across the wind, see? Crank in correct for drift.
Uh-huh. What would you say to get a horse to stand still so you can milk it? I mean, to get a cow to stand still?
Well, I milked a horse one time. She didn't like it a damn bit, but I did. It was a little foal that needed some help. He couldn't reach him.
What would you say for cows?
Saw is the only term we ever used. Back your foot. And you always milk them from the right side if you don't want to get hurt.
Would you push their leg?
Now, if some of them were stubborn about it, you could take your hand and just put it on the knob on their hip bone, mm-hmm, and push it, and they'd back their leg back. Some of them didn't like to. Some of them didn't like to even be milked. They had all sorts of temperaments. I've seen some that would patiently let you milk a full 2-gallon pail, mm-hmm, without it moving at all. You'd be just as quiet and gentle. And she knew when you were almost finished. Then she'd quietly pick up her foot, step it in the bucket, run the milk. Or wait until you finished and then kick the bucket over. Now, I've seen a lot of them that start out kicking, they just didn't like to be milked. I mean, they'd kick from the start. Mm-hmm. Well, you could control that. You could put a strap around their udder, behind their udder, and pull it up and fasten it across their back. Mm-hmm. Then if they kick their legs forward to any degree, why, they hurt their udder. And they didn't do it much. They quit.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a horse or mule to get them to turn left or right?
Well, G for right and haul to left.
What about to get them started? You tell them.
Get up or giddy up. Get up. Get up was the term you'd hear. Or click your tongue.
And to stop them?
Whoa or ho, usually ho.
And to back them up?
Yeah, back.
And how would you call hogs?
They did yell silly, but I never was very successful. We kept our pigs in the pen all the time. And if they got out, we didn't pasture hogs. Mm-hmm. If they were out, they got out of their own doing. Then it was up to us to get them in, and they didn't cooperate very well that way. They were young ones, and they were wandering.
Mm-hmm. How would you call sheep?
I had never had any dealings with sheep.
What about chicken?
They just called chick, chick, chick.
And?
Change the tone level to get a little more volume in it, if you can. It depends on your chickens. Most of them, we never have to do much calling with ours because they were fed on a schedule and at a particular place. Even our yard chickens, see, where we didn't have a formal flock. We had mostly Dominickers, the black one, kind of black and gray speckled. It was a big chicken.
Mm-hmm.